live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Dáil is preparing to vote on potential candidates to be Taoiseach. Donegal County Council's MICA Redress Committee met today for the first time. There's widespread opposition to any proposals that would involve prospecting or mining for gold in the Donegal town area. 25 to 35 millimetres of rain is expected to fall in Donegal and across the northwest from early tomorrow morning. And there were 51 assaults against ambulance staff while on duty last year. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first news, the Dáil is preparing to vote on potential candidates to be Taoiseach. The names of Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin, Mary Lou MacDonald and Eamon Ryan have been proposed, but none are likely to be elected. As expected, Donegal deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty are voting for their party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, to be the next Taoiseach, as is former party member Thomas Pringle, while Joe McHugh will back Leo Varadkar and Charlie McConlogue is to vote for Micheál Martin. Deputy Doherty nominated Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil a short time ago.
Along with others, Sinn Féin has a mandate to put together a government for change, and we want to work with others to bring such a government about. Nobody in this Dáil can lead that government for change other than Chacta Mary Lou MacDonald. She has all of the qualities that a leader needs. She has shown that she is willing to reach out, to listen to, and to work with all and everyone in this Dáil. She is the vision that the country needs, and when I say country, I mean every single part of it, all 32 counties. She is a vision that encompasses the entire island, that goes beyond the border and embraces all of her people. She has spearheaded Sinn Féin's work to get the North's power sharing back up and running, and now Sinn Féin wants to be in government across the island of Ireland. She would also be the first female Taoiseach, and that in itself is something that really would deliver change. But above all else, she is an Irish Republican. And at this time, that is what we need. We need ambition, we need big ideas, and we need a government of change. Leading that government, we need Mary Lou MacDonald as Taoiseach. We need someone who is not in politics for power or for status. We need someone who doesn't just want their turn in office. We need someone different. We need change, and now is the moment for change. So I am appealing to all Chachtaí who want real change to support the nomination of Mary Lou MacDonald for Taoiseach.
Well, earlier, Fianna Fáil's Sean O'Farrell was re-elected as the Cancorla of the Dáil. He told TDs there's a serious job of work ahead.
We are in a challenging position, we know that. But this Parliament has a responsibility. This Dáil must work together, but we must work carefully, intelligently, and as urgently as possible, because the problems that remain to be confronted are substantial.
Donegal County Council's MICA Redress Committee met today for the first time. Members were told that the scheme will be a three-stage process for affected homeowners. However, no time frame has been given as to when the local authority can accept applications, as they are still awaiting guidelines from the department. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Initially, homeowners will submit an application for eligibility, and if approved, a written confirmation of eligibility will be issued by the council. On receipt of letter, the process will move to stage two, application for grant approval. This requires a quotation from an engineer and a contractor, as well as evidence that all tax affairs are in order, including LPT. If approved, the local authority will issue in writing confirmation of grant approval. Stage three will be payment of grant, which will cover 90% of the actual costs. The maximum grant available will be €275,000. As remedial works progress, the relevant property owner will be eligible to apply for grant payments, which can go towards engineers' and contractors' costs. Homeowners are advised that remedial works must not commence before written eligibility is received, otherwise funding will not be granted. The council is still awaiting final guidelines from the department, which will detail what funding will be made available for Donegal this year and when affected homeowners can apply.
Meanwhile, Councillor Liam Blaney says it was hoped more information would be made available today. He fears, however, that it's as far back as ever.
Today we're led to believe that we still don't have the guidelines for this game. We hoped that there'll be a number of weeks away, but I had a motion in here 3.5 weeks ago. We were told at that stage we hoped it would be three or four weeks away. We're still no closer to it. And unfortunately, we don't know when these guidelines are going to be given to the council. If that is done, the council has to tear up the staff. They can't do them until they get the guidelines and see what the story is on the whole thing. And it's very unfortunate because the homeowners were expecting answers at this meeting here today. As far as I'm concerned, we've got no answers. We're further back as we were from day one. I don't want to be, as we said in there, be negative about it, but the reality is that we cannot and we do not know when we're going to get go ahead with the scheme, which is very, very unfortunate.
And indeed, you said that the affected homeowners deserve to know what is happening, but effectively, as you say, there's not much happening.
There's nothing happening, nothing can happen until we get the guidelines, and the council's hands are tied. It's not the council's fault. They're ready to go as soon as they get the guidelines and they know what they're dealing with, but until that happens, there was a number of announcements made over those last 18 months. People thought that we were getting somewhere, we were getting near the end, but unfortunately, we're still as far back today as ever were.
And it's important to note also that some work can be undertaken now by the affected homeowners in terms of getting an engineer's report done.
Well, that's the one positive thing came out of this, is that since the regulations were signed on the 31st of January, that's imperative now that the homeowners do go employ one of the engineers to do a report for them, to get samples out of their houses and get them sent away for testing to make sure they have make on them first, because that engineer's report has to go along with the application. So whatever time the applications are open, that the homeowners are prepared and have that report ready for them. So it will help speed up the whole process whenever they do apply to the council for the redress scheme.
There's widespread opposition to any proposals that would involve prospecting or mining for gold in the Donegal town area. It follows a public meeting this week with over 70 residents voicing serious concerns about the issue. The meeting was organised by the Save the Hills of Donegal group. Its spokesperson Dennis Slevin says there are genuine fears the proposals would impact both the environment and people's health. He says the meeting was called after representatives of a company were seen taking soil samples from the ground in the area.
There were applications made last year for prospecting licences and the Blue Stacks. We objected to these things and the applications were withdrawn. Just then, in the last few weeks, a company, a few of their employees were found on lands in the town of Woolley area, taking soil samples, and it was only when a person confronted them and asked them what they were doing. Because initially, this person thought, well, maybe they were from the ESB or something like that. You know, when they were confronted, it was only then that they handed the lady a letter to say, yes, we're looking for permission to get in to take some samples. Another person then, on the side of the road, met them as well and was talking to them and just told them under no way should they go into any land around the town of Woolley area. And that was borne out by the meeting we had on Tuesday night. The amount of support that we had there, when you look at a community in such a short space of time, for young and old to come out in such force, it shows the great concern that people have. This was people in an area who are concerned for what can happen down the line.
There were 51 assaults against ambulance staff while on duty last year. According to details released under the Freedom of Information Act, 29 paramedics were physically attacked. There were also 22 verbal attacks on staff as they attended to patients. In the West region, which covers Donegal, there were 5 verbal assaults and 4 physical assaults in 2019. Tina Martin is the co-chairperson of the National Ambulance Service Representative Association. She claims many more assaults are taking place, but staff aren't reporting them.
I think a lot of the time that when it happens, you just want to get home. You want to finish your shift and get home, unless it is such a serious assault that you cannot continue at work, which also would happen. But I think a lot of the time they just want to finish your job, get on with it, and it's become an occurrence that happens and you put it down to experience.
25 to 35 millimetres of rain is expected to fall in Donegal and across the northwest from early tomorrow morning. A further yellow level rain warning is due to come into effect from 3 o'clock tomorrow morning and remain in place for 24 hours. Donegal County Council says with the ground already saturated, the expected rainfall over the next day may lead to localised flooding. The National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management are continuing to liaise with the Council, Met Éireann and the OPW regarding the current spell of unsettled weather. Refurbishment works have commenced at the old Army Barracks in Lifford, which has been vacant since 2009. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the site will provide office accommodation for use by the council. While it has yet to be established what exactly will be accommodated at the site, it's believed the OPW are also due to carry out works there, while a number of local organisations have expressed an interest in being housed at the site. Councillor Gerry Crawford says the works, which are due to be completed in April or May, are a much welcomed development.
It was a very disappointing day when the military left the army camp there. It was a big hit economically and on the social fabric of Lifford and the surrounding areas. And it was disappointing to watch it all over the years fall under further disrepair. And it's really a positive sign to see the council engaging and restoring that property now, which came in possession of a few years back.
And indeed, plans are in place to house a number of offices there, and there has been some local interest as well from other facilities.
It's a prime location and it's in the prime area, and the council intend to move staff there. They're doing remedial work now and bringing the building itself and the facilities there up to a very high standard of telecommunications and other services suitable for modern council premises. As well as that, the OPW have shown an interest there, and indeed, as far as I understand, they'll be starting their works there very shortly. As well as that, there is a local interest has been expressed from different bodies, particularly the Ex-Servicemen's Association. They're wondering if they could be accommodated in any part of it, as is the main shade. That hasn't been finalised yet, but there is a big local interest in it, and hopefully it'll progress further to be of further benefit to the people of Lifford and the surrounding areas.
And as you say, with the site lying vacant for 10 years now, it will inject some vibrancy back into the town.
Because, as I said before, it's a prime location, it was very obvious that it was sitting there. There was nothing happening there. It was disappointing. And it was adding further to the neglect of the building, as even before the military time, that was the prior school, a secondary school, a great facility that existed then, that unfortunately no longer exists either. And it's heartening to see the premises being used again in a positive way.
There are fears that someone will be killed in the ongoing attacks against staff of Quinn Industrial Holdings. The vehicles of a relative of a QIH director were targeted last weekend, and the PSNI has been accused of dropping its guard. It comes after Kevin Lunny, a director at the company, was brutally attacked last year. Michelle Gildernew, MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone, is urging anyone with any information to contact the police.
My fear is that a child or a partner or an employee will be killed. And I think until that happens, my concern is that these attacks won't stop. So I have, on numerous occasions, asked people with information to take it to the guards or to the police to cooperate with authorities to try and put an end to this.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 16 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Well, we're going to start with the Indoor Tug of War World Championships have got underway today at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. There's around 800 competitors taking part this week. Today was the start of the club competitions. To find out what's happening, we'll go over to Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. We're here, I suppose, in the heat of battle, you could say. We're live from the arena in the Yorra as the competition on day one at these Indoor World Championships continue. The first time ever that the championships have come to the county. And listen, if you haven't watched Tug of War, you haven't seen the sport, why not nip down over the next 3 days to the Yorra here to see the action, because it's very, very impressive the way this event has been run and how these teams are competing against each other. One of those teams that we're just watching walking off the arena now is Clonmany B, and we can tell you at the Donegal side, one of the Donegal sides, of course, involved in this, are competing very, very well. They haven't lost an end yet in the 560 kilogram weight category and are on course to make the semi-finals and possibly the final and pick up what we hope would be a medal for the home team here in the opening day of the World Championship. So it's currently the 560 kilogram weight which is taking place. Clonmany B going well. Not so good for Clonmany A. They've lost a number of ends. They'll be struggling to make make the semi-finals. There's a team from made up of Tyrone and Fermanagh pullers called Country Club who are going well too. They're based out of Ballygolly. They're flying just like Clonmany B, and Clonmany B and Country Club are in with a real shout of medals here on day one. I'm joined by a former world medalist, Cormac Gallagher from out the road in Glenswilly, part of the organising committee. And as we suggested earlier in the day, Cormac, Clonmany B are going well.
They're really, really impressive. Really impressive, Gavin. Also, Country Club from Ballygolly, mightily impressive. Mountain View from Louth, Ibarra from the Basque region, Ayrshire in Scotland are impressive. And Bertie Gazette from the Basque country is also very, very impressive. They're showing up really well. But honest to goodness, when it comes down to it, I really think Clonmany B and Country Club will probably contest the final. There's absolutely no difference in them. Two really committed, very impressive teams. And drop of a hat, my money's in Clonmany B.
Okay, we'll wait and see. We expect that to happen just after 6 o'clock when the semi-finals are expected to get underway. Earlier today, there was two weight categories and medals were handed out. The first medals of the competition, the 540 women's weight category, well, it was all teams from the Basque country which took gold, silver and bronze. Well, the winner's been a side called Baditos. I think I pronounced that right. But in the 680 men weight category earlier today, Cornhill of Scotland took gold, Monica from the Netherlands were silver, and Mountain View from County Louth in Ireland picked up a bronze medal. But there was Donegal men, Cormac, that featured with Mountain View today.
Yes, we had three Clonmany men guest with Mountain View and the 680. Adrian Lynch, Andrew McGonigal and Dan Harkin picked up bronze medals in the 680 this morning. Three lads pulled them very impressively. Just on the day, they weren't quite good enough for the Netherlands and the Scotch team, but they put on a great show, and it was great to get the competition off with Donegal men picking up medals.
Okay, listen, it's been a fantastic, I know there's still action to come, but it's been a fantastic first day, Cormac, so far.
A tremendous occasion, Oisín. We had a huge scare last night and this morning. At one stage, we really doubted that the championships were even going to take place, but we've been so lucky. It's been a tremendous occasion. The crowds have been huge, and there's tremendous pulling taking place, and there's hopefully a bag for the medals to come to Donegal.
Fingers crossed. That incident that he spoke about was the flooding, of course, which took place, the burst pipe in the Aura. Thankfully, this side of the venue got the green light and were able to see world indoor tug-of-war action today. The council are going to host a civic reception at the council offices for the world indoors at 7 o'clock this evening, and the official ceremony, the official opening ceremony, is penciled in for the Mount Argyll Hotel tomorrow evening, Friday at 9 o'clock. As we said, still to come, we've got the rest of day one to come to a conclusion. We'll have a reaction and hopefully details of a medal for Clonmany Manny B on the score programme after 7 o'clock. Day 2 tomorrow is more club action, and then we've got the national competitions on Saturday and Sunday with Clonmany, of course, representing Ireland as well. It's been a great day so far. Hopefully we'll have some more good news for you later on in the score, but in the meantime, it's back to you, Kenny.
Thanks very much there to Oisín Kelly out at the Aura Leisure Centre, and as he said, we'll hear more later on this evening after 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in sport today, Odin Ighalo set to make his first start for Manchester United in this evening's Europa League tie away to Bruges. They're among the 5:55 starts. Celtic there in Denmark to take on Copenhagen at the same time. At 8 o'clock, Arsenal are away to Olympiacos, while Wolves, they play a knockout European tie for the first time since 1980 when they welcome Espanyol to Molineux. Steven Gerrard's Rangers, they play host to Braga. And in local soccer, Ulster Senior League, a game that's been called off this evening, Bonagie United and Fan Harps Reserves, due to be played this evening out in Bonagie. That one has been postponed due to the bad weather. Elsewhere, the Ulster Under 20 Championship quarterfinals that were cancelled due to the weather last weekend have been rescheduled for this weekend. Donegal's game with Monaghan has a change of venue on Saturday. It has been moved to Park A Rua in Ballyshannon, formerly Mondy's Field, with a 1 o'clock start on Saturday. Was originally fixed for McCool Park. That Donegal Monaghan game will be live on HighlandRadio.com on Saturday. And in rugby, Dan Bigger and Josh Adams have both been passed fit to start for Wales in the Six Nations meeting with France on Saturday. They went off after picking up injuries in the defeat to Ireland. There are two changes for this weekend's game in Cardiff, with Gareth Davis and Ross Moriarty coming into the team. And in golf, world number one Rory McIlroy gets his WGC Mexico Championship campaign underway just before 6 o'clock Irish time. Graham McDowell goes out at the same time, while Shane Lowry is last out of the Irish, teeing off at 7:15. Dustin Johnson, he's the defending champion. And in tennis, Roger Federer hopes to get back from injury in time for Wimbledon. The 20-time Grand Slam winner has undergone knee surgery in Switzerland and will miss the French Open. Federer says his doctors are confident of a full recovery. And as Sachin mentioned, the scores coming up with Jeremy Doherty after 7 o'clock news this evening. He'll be looking at that tug of war, what's happening out of that. We'll hear from Declan Boner looking ahead to Donegal against Dublin in the National League on Saturday evening. We'll also hear from Ollie Horgan and Declan Devine ahead of the Big North West Derby when Derry host Fan Harps in the Brandywell tomorrow evening, Friday. That one's live on Highland Radio tomorrow evening from 7:35. The programme starts, the game starts at 7:45. And Jeremy's studio guest this evening will be Raymond Shields. He's the Oscar trainer manager ahead of their quarter final, which takes place on Saturday. That's against the Defence Forces. That's the score, which gets underway after the 7 news. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, scattered showers in the west and north and largely dry elsewhere early tonight, with clear spells allowing temperatures to fall to between 2 and 4 degrees. Temperatures will rise quickly overnight as cloud increases, bringing with it rain. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, at all is preparing to vote on potential candidates to be Taoiseach. The names of Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin, Mary Lou McDonald and Eamon Ryan have been proposed, but none are likely to be elected. Donegal County Council's MICA Redress Committee met today for the first time. Members were told that the scheme will be a three-stage process for affected homeowners. However, no time frame has been given as to when the local authority can accept applications, as they are still awaiting guidelines from the department. There's widespread opposition to any proposals that would involve prospecting or mining for gold in the Donegal town area. It follows a public meeting this week with over 70 residents voicing serious concerns about the issue. And 25 to 35 millimetres of rain is expected to fall in Donegal and across the northwest from early tomorrow morning. A further yellow level rain warning is due to come into effect from 3 o'clock tomorrow morning and remain in place for 24 hours. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 20th of February. The death has taken place of Eileen Wilhair, Devlin Rea, Carrigart. Eileen's remains will repose at her late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday to St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, for a queer mass at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCrory, 2 Eden Road, Park, County Derry. Kathleen will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there at 20 past 10 on Saturday morning to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Hugh Rorty, Stone Park Glenties, formerly of Drimnalough Glenties and Birmingham. His remains will repose at Chivlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, tomorrow afternoon from 3 p.m. to 7:30, with removal to St Connell's Church, Glenties, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen Witherow, Ardbarnock, Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for service at 2 o'clock in Reform Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Reform Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Nabla Coyle, Bunnan Inver, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning to St Colum Kills Church, Knockfulla, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Margaret Patton, Roanfield House, Donegal Town, formerly of Donegal Road, Ballybofey. Her remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybofey, from 7 o'clock this evening with rosary at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 to 10. For 10 o'clock, Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, followed by interment in Stranorner Cemetery. The death has occurred in Dublin of Bernie O'Leary, Gortha Hork, former owner of McFadden's Hotel, Gortha Hork, Austin Loch Alton. Her remains will repose at her home in Blackrock, Dublin until 7 o'clock this evening, followed by private removal. Reposing at her home in Gortha Hork tomorrow from 1, with rosary at 9. Removal from there on Saturday afternoon to Christ the King Church, Gortha Hork, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place in County Leash of Jimmy Ferry, Sheshkin Beg, Guidor. Removal to St Mary's Chapel, Derry Beg, this evening for 6:45, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The death has taken place of Mark O'Donnell, Mullnamina, Glenties. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, until 8 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of John McGettigan, 80, Ashbrook, Strabane, formerly of Ballandrate, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Jean McGaughey, Nao Hagen, 56 Monadore Road, Park Village, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, with funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Altenure, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired in lieu to Marie Curie, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of George Midlin, Claudie. George's remains are reposing at his late residence, 39 Pinewood Crescent, Claudie, County Derry. Funeral from his late residence to St Patrick's Church, Claudie, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment in the adjoining cemetery.